Pontus, 11-21-11. I wonder what significance that number has, Jennifer.
11-21-11-21-11-11-21-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-
And better method is probably to get out a large drill. Those work a little bit better. Maybe that's a good number to play, though, in the lottery. And speaking of lotteries, we have a gentleman who is the voice, the host of the Michigan Lottery's Make Me Rich game show joining us right now. But he has other identities. Very interesting fellow we're about to meet. Oh, Richie, listen to this. It's the Brady Bunch singing a Christmas tune. Now, how does that relate to this conversation we were about to have with a gentleman who, oh, wait a minute, it's Peter Brady, a.k.a. Christopher Knight. I got to find out whether he's better known. When people see Christopher Knight in public, do they say, hey, look, there's Christopher Knight? Or do they say, hey, look, there's Peter Brady?
When you have an awesome role like that, it must be so hard, because people just always want to call you Peter Brady, I'm sure.
Chris Knight, a.k.a. Peter Brady, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, thank you. And the answer to the question is both.
Really?
But when they tell me that I haven't changed, I know that now I have to worry about
you
them.
Do look really good, though. And you know what's weird is that everybody on the show looks strangely good.
Yeah, what did they do to you guys?
Like,
found
you
the fountain of youth.
You
they know, all found the fountain of youth.
They must have steeped us in, you know, tea or something when we were young. I have no idea why we still look good, but...
All right,
I'm
so
thankful for it.
Tell everybody what you have been doing, because you had a varied career starting off as sort of a child actor. Then you have been in the game show arena, host of the Trivial Pursuit America plays show, and other things. You have had a good and interesting career. This is what life needs to be about. It needs to not be about just one thing. It needs to be about a bunch of things. And you've been pretty good at throwing your... Yeah.
Is it interesting what you use when you have nothing left? No, I've had a very varied career. I'm very blessed. I am, though, or most recently have been, a serial entrepreneur.
Serial entrepreneur, that's cool.
Yeah, and in the technology arena, and now I've sort of segued back into entertainment, although I left it for 20 years. I'm still involved with varied businesses across the business spectrum, some of them still being high tech.
Uh-huh.
But I have sort of developed this identity as sort of your celebrity tech geek.
Really?
And that's why I'm here with you today.
Yeah,
the holiday season commence.
The tech geek thing isn't what, but people stereotype everybody, and it's foolish because it isn't that you're a single dimension. None of us are single dimension. No matter what we do for a living, we have other interests in our lives.
He's about as multifaceted as anybody you would ever meet.
Chris,
you know, I grew up loving science and taking things apart and struggling to put them back together, and I've always been just a very curious creature, and it led me into the high-tech world in the mid-80s when the PC was just starting, just after the introduction of the Macintosh, and as we all now know, the personal computer would soon change all of our lives, and I lived through the entire high-tech the burgeoning high-tech industry in the 80s, 90s, and into this decade, I guess the last decade, the early 2000s. So it's been quite a run, but it's where I live. It's acting is a wonderful segue and a totally different part of my persona. And technology is where my
let's ask the important question here, Chris.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's hot?
Mac or PC?
You know, would you believe that I got a PC desktop? I've got I got a Mac laptop, and I got a web PC tablet.
How about your phone? That's a tiebreaker. Yeah, you're agnostic.
I'm agnostic.
About phone.
What are you geeking out on right now, Chris?
Yeah, what's the hot gadget?
Okay, again this season,
week.
I think the hot category is going to be tablets again this season. And of course, all the hype so far leading into the season has been about the Kindle Fire, the $200 full-color touchscreen displayed Kindle Fire. It is like the perfect combination of price and capability. It's really, it's not a full-fledged tablet. It is a perfect content consumption device, if you will.
Right.
Available for you for your web browsing, for your email, for consumption of movies, television, books, magazines, and so forth. Over, I think, 18 million movies available from Amazon.com.
So what does it not do if it's not a
full
screen?
It doesn't have a camera, and though it is based upon the Android operating system, you can't just download Android apps and expect them to work on the Kindle Fire.
Oh, I thought it did apps.
If you want that, my recommendation is a product like the Asus Transformer tablet. Now, this is a full-featured tablet. It's very powerful, ultra-slim. It does include a front and rear-facing camera, and it also has this ability to transform, which is pretty darn cool.
When it actually slots
into the computer, it actually becomes sort of a virtual laptop replacement. And with the addition of the keyboard, which is an additional purchase, it is it has 18 hours or 16 hours of battery life. Without the keyboard, it's 8 hours of battery life. It is everything you could want in a 10-inch full-featured tablet.
Do you see the laptop just going away?
No, I don't. I'm a laptop user and a tablet user. I didn't believe when the tablets first came out there was a place for them because it didn't get rid of my laptop. But now I find myself traveling with both because there's times at which, you know, I'm not really interested in doing anything but browsing the internet.
Right.
But it is possible because after a time, you might not have anything left on your hard drive. Everything will be in the cloud and all your applications will be there. And when that's the case, you know, as long as you have a keyboard, and that's what's great about this Asus Transformer tablet, the keyboard is actually a much more productive platform to use for anything that is in the productivity range. If you're going to write a letter or something, you need a keyboard.
Right. Okay.
You know, what I'm also recommending this season, though, because we all have this growing mass of irreplaceable data, whether it be pictures, documents, emails, and so forth. We all need to seriously think about keeping that information safe. And so Carbonite Home is a great online backup solution. It's very simple, secure, affordable. It places your data up in the cloud.
I use it.
In a virtual space so that even if you have a local disaster, a virtual disaster of any kind, it is safe. It encrypts your files. It's easy to install, and it backs up all of your data automatically in the background.
Scares me to death the thought of losing all of my pictures on my
computer.
Only $59 a year. It's a great gift for somebody. It's like the gift that keeps on saving. $59 a year per device.
Yeah. Chris Knight is with us, the actor and tech expert. You left me at, about 3.5 or 4 minutes ago. The idea...
Tim needs one-on-one training, Chris.
Well, but that's not fair. There is this assumption that everybody is on the same page. Technology is all around us, and we are all needing to embrace it to a certain extent. But the assumption is made that that people all have a sort of a certain benchmark. And I don't think that's true. I think that you lose a lot of people that otherwise might come into this by getting, and I don't mean you, I'm not talking about you, Chris, I'm just saying in general, the discussion by a lot of these people, and Leo Laporte is one of them on the radio, and Kim Commando is another one. And they have great ratings and great support, but they leave out half of the audience.
It's because they're going for their niche, the real fan. They're not going for the entry-level user. Well, they're going for the people like Chris or me or something like that.
Okay, well, that's where Apple has done a really good job. Apple has done a really good job of trying to remove the technology from the individual. The individual stays at a level above the technology. Doesn't really have to understand how the technology works, that it just works. Is how they presented their product and where their niche has been and why they've in fact become so successful. I mean, their platform is a little bit easier to use than Windows.
The bottom line is, if we're talking about gifting for the holiday season, is there one item that is suitable for anyone, whether it's Rich and his expertise, Jennifer and her expertise, me and my expertise, you, who can find a gift that is from the quote-unquote tech world that will be suitable for anybody, no matter what their level of interest or expertise?
All right, how about this one? Twister Mania.
Ooh.
It's a reimagined Twister for the digital age. This is not your grandma's Twister or your dad's Twister, your mom's Twister. This is a Twister exclusive for the Kinect Xbox 360. Now, it doesn't require any buttons to be pushed. In fact, it doesn't require a controller because you are the controller for this digital version of Twister. In fact, because of the Kinect camera recognizing your body movements are then transformed into an avatar on screen, and you contort your body into shapes that come at you, and it's a tremendous amount of fun for not only yourself and others playing the game, but others watching as well. And of course, it'll also get the blood flowing. It's for the entire family. It'll be good to burn off a good product, to burn off some of those calories that you'll be consuming over the holiday. It's in the same spirit of the iconic, colorful Twister that we remember as children. But no need to get on the floor. It's a gas, actually.
Right. Let me ask you
to see it to appreciate it.
One final question about getting technology for children. There have been parents who have touted the fact that they are putting their children on iPads before they can walk. In my mind, whatever I've read, whatever I see, whatever I sense, this is a horrible thing to do for a youngster whose mind has not been formulated yet. And I wonder what your thoughts are on parents exposing their children to all of this stuff before it's time.
I don't know if I have a completely well-thought position on that, other than to think that I'm not sure it can be harmful for them. In fact, having them become more comfortable with technology at an earlier age only allows them then to become more productive with the technology that they'll find all around them as they grow up. As we all know, children are pretty proficient at computers, more so than
but I'm not trying to bag you. There is a lot of research that suggests that a child's brain is not formulated really.
He's talking about 1 year olds watching SpongeBob.
1 and 2 year olds being connected to all of this stuff is the reason we have so much of a problem with ADHD and ADD and all that other stuff. But it's interesting. Maybe next time somebody asks you the question, at least I've given you cause to think about it anyway. And that's
maybe 1 or 2 is a little early.
Yeah,
right. I would have to agree. I mean, I think that having the ability to understand the product maybe at 4 or 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Is
time
to start them on.
Makes sense. Good. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we ought to visit again, Chris Knight, who is Peter Brady. Also, now you're doing the Let's Make Me Rich game show in Michigan, which is kind of a cool thing. You got a lot
Make
of different irons in the fire, and that's a good, we all need to have that. We've enjoyed having you here. Thank you. I hope we visit again soon. Chris Knight here on Good Day.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nursery room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the #1 pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor outdoor winter activity, Instafire Easily Lights with matches or flintlock lighters is environmentally friendly. Stores Easy is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Close to the end of a job I've been doing since 10:30. I don't believe that it's frozen again. The system has gone down, oh, down, oh, down, oh. I don't believe that it's frozen again. The system has gone down, oh. So I took it down to the help desk guy. I said, make it better or I'm gonna cry. He said, I'm sorry, your computer has died. The data can no longer be found, oh, found, oh, found, oh. He said, I'm sorry, your computer has died. The data can no longer be found, oh. To the roof with the laptop I did go. Over to the edge and I gave it a throw. And when it arrived 7 stories below, it really made a mighty fine sound. Oh, sound, oh, sound, oh. When it arrived 7 stories below, it really made a mighty fine sound.
The feeling that a lot of people have when they get too much exposure to too much technology. Throw it over the side.
Drew Carey is a funny guy.
Nice,
man.
To have Chris Knight here from the Brady Bunch. All right, speaking of technology, is a YouTube video that is floating around. We can play you the audio from it now, but you might want to check this out. As a matter of fact, we'll post this at DougSeven.com in our video box. If you have children or grandchildren, you really need to watch this and listen to it. Richie, you've got it queued up, have you?
Is this the video of the day?
No. This is the video I just told you about.
Oh.
The video of the day is a different sort of focus.
No, I do not have it.
All right. The video of the day actually is another, the focus on what we learn, sort of going back to Chris Knight for a second, all of us are exposed to technology. There's no way you can escape it. It's everywhere. And most of it are more than, I'm trying to sort of categorize in my mind how I view technology. There's more good than bad. Some of the things that come as a result of it are things you need to be careful about, and thus what I'm suggesting, and we'll dig this out here, the importance of knowing what the limitations are of the technology and how you are limited by the technology. And I say that because I don't want somebody tracking me. I don't want somebody knowing what I'm doing in my own private moments. It's nobody else's business. But if you're using technology, you must understand that that's part of what you give up to use, especially computers. If you're looking for things, searching for things, whatever they may be, it may be that you're looking for an island in the Pacific. Who knows what you're looking for? You're trying to find a woman in Brazil. Again, it's all about what your individual liberties and preferences are. And it's one of the dangers. You know how I am when it comes to authority, it comes to people getting in your lives or getting into your space who have no business being there, if we're really living in a free country. If we're going to become a socialist country and we've all decided, okay, that's what we want to do, then I guess that's a horse of a different color. But the last time I checked, we still wanted, for the most part, most of us, to be free and have some kind of a republic or quasi-democracy or, you know, whatever it may be. I just think that we're limiting ourselves somewhat by so embracing this stuff.
It's sprawling.
It's everywhere.
Remember the outrage like 4 or 5 years ago when I think it was the Corvette was going to have a black box in it to be able to detail.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. I think it was more recently than that.
And I was just thinking about this over the weekend. They don't need that black box. You carry a black box in your hand or in your pocket or in your purse every single day with you. That black box that you carry around that you talk on and text with, that gives them all, if not more, the information than any black box they would have been putting in your car.
Verizon has started notifying me. You could be tracked with this device now when you turn your cell on.
All right, so Chris Knight, who is with us, is the host of that Michigan Lottery Make Me Rich show. Here's some good news for those of you who follow these stories. Andrew Hunter of Dawsonville, Georgia, works in a Taco Bell, found earlier this week, he works in a Taco Bell in his hometown, and he was taking the rubbish out, and he saw sticking out of one of the rubbish barrels a lottery ticket for Mega Ball. He picked it up, and because he picked it up, he now is $250,000 winner. Got a $250,000 ticket out of the rubbish at the Taco Bell. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Sure, the e-readers are practically everywhere these days, but in my opinion, nothing beats an old-fashioned brick-and-mortar bookstore to get to know a city. In New York, the most famous independent bookstore may be the Strand. It's a great experience just to browse through the store's collection of used books and rare titles. But don't just stop there. Head over the Williamsburg Bridge to Word Bookstore in Brooklyn. They've also got a huge selection as well as in-store events with local authors and musicians. One of my favorite places, Books and Books in Miami. They have both coffee table books and, well, you guessed it, coffee. So you can visit the Lincoln Avenue store to browse books on art, fashion, and architecture, and then peruse them over a drink in the center of South Beach. In San Francisco, City Lights Books has been a landmark since 1953. Founded by the Beatniks, the store now operates its own publishing company and nonprofit too. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flavor. flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
It's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden. Roberta is here. And a lady that I have, I don't want to sound like everybody else when it comes to people that I admire on television.
No, but this is like our favorite show, Doug.
Well, this is, I will tell you, Stanya Katic, who plays Kate Beckett on the series Castle, is here with us. Last week, was it last week at this time when we had President Palmer's wife?
Yes.
That was about her time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So we've been inundated, and
that.
I said, may I call you Stanya?
You can call me Stana.
I can call you Stana, all right, that's bad. Is there ever from your native country, what is, not native country, but where does your family originate from?
They originate from what was Yugoslavia.
Ah, okay.
Aha.
So in terms of the people who are asking about where you come from and how the essence of what appears to be, and I don't want to sound, I don't know, I'm finding myself apologizing already and I haven't really said anything yet, but I'm interested because I first noticed you in some movie in which you played something that was so different from the part you play on Castle. And I honestly, last night when I knew you were going to be on the program, I tried to find it, and I couldn't. You were in 24, I know. What are some of the other things that you've done before going?
Are you seriously asking me my resume?
Come on. I'm not asking you for a date. I'm just asking you for a...
Be thankful for that.
Yeah. I will, Stana, though. If my wife will let me go, I'm definitely asking you for a date.
All right. So I guess, you know, where you started and you know, a little bit about you and your background. I guess that'd be more interesting and it tells more because people don't really know. They know where you are now, but I think everybody kind of wants to know where you got started, how you got started.
I went to a drama academy in Chicago and just started doing stuff there, little black box theaters and indie films, and kind of worked my way up and moved to LA one day and managed to get a few roles on films and series and things like that, and finally landed Castle one day, and here we are.
Boom.
That was it.
I like it.
So,
and you guys have such great chemistry on
wonderful.
Castle. I mean, how did, because you can't create that on TV, so how do you, and did you guys have that naturally, you and Nathan, or is that something that you work at? I mean, it's such an incredible chemistry.
Yeah, do you guys really, like, despise each other behind the scenes, but you're such good actors that you can pull it off?
I think, I think it comes to two things. It comes to the writing first, and that's, Andrew Marlowe and his team, and then you have to be able to play off of each other, and we're able to do that, which is really sweet. It's fun to kind of be able to bounce that ball back and forth, and the whole cast has that, though, you know? I mean, there's a lot of shenanigans going on behind the scenes that make it sweet to go to work and enjoy each other and enjoy the work.
I think that what I told... and I can't remember her name, isn't that awful? Mrs. Palmer, was that I was watching Hawaii 5-0.
Penny Gerald Johnson, by the way.
That's it, yes, thank you, Penny.
And you smelled there.
My habit had been to watch Hawaii 5-0 and during the commercials to go to Castle. Mm-hmm. And now it has changed so that I'm watching Castle and during the commercials I go to Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, geez. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You deserve it. So when the end of the last season, I think when I got brought into it really was in the last episode of last season when you got shot. Mm-hmm. And Castle's character is on top of you and you're unconscious, or at least it appears you're unconscious, and he tells you he loves you. It's taken... Oh, wow, that's part of the flame of this season, isn't it?
Yeah. And this is a season of secrets. And Beckett knows that he said to. And he knows that somebody is out there to kill her if she keeps trying to solve the murder of her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason she's holding back, on her end at least, from... expressing her feelings for him is that she knows that she, for the sake of a relationship and for the sake of fully diving into it and the longevity of that relationship, she needs to put that murder to rest and she needs to create some resolution there. And this episode that's playing on Monday is a part of that progression, and I think we get to kind of see her move further down that line and further towards being able to be in a relationship with him, which is pretty exciting.
Does it support, though, if you find the killer, does that end the series? Because people want, you know, is there an expectation that you would be together with him and the show might go on the part of the viewer, do you think?
I'm one of the people who believes that romance doesn't die after you get together. I think the complications are new. I think the storylines are equally as fantastic as they are when there's the tease, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, in this case especially, what really happens is, what is this character anymore? She's defined herself by that murder. She became a policewoman because of it. So I think there would be a lot of personal questions that would change the shape of things for her, at least. And then we'd have to go from there, which is exciting. It's all new territory and it's unexplored. And that's part of the challenge and part of the adventure of it.
So how much input do you and Nathan, as the main characters, have in the plot line, when you're working with the writers? Do you take the script or do you give the writers ideas? Okay, let's try this or let's try that. Does that ever happen?
Yeah, I mean, our ideas are usually rather random and silly and just something of the moment. The writers are really great. They keep the ball rolling, and you know they're under a tremendous amount of time stress, but they've been bringing, especially this season, I feel, just really wonderful stories for us to play with, and the fun episodes have been extraordinary. They've been a lot of fun. They did an Elvis episode
right.
2 weeks ago.
That was
and
fun. Yeah,
it was adorable. And then yeah. You know the more intense episodes like Killshot, which everybody will see on Monday, is also deepening each character. And I think this is a special season for the show because we're really getting a chance to explore the characters of the show. And there's some really special actors. I mean, each of the actors on the show could probably have their own series. You know, they're just such talented group of people. So it's nice. It's a fun year, and it's thanks to the writers in great part.
Anybody, is there anything close from the television show to your real life?
As far as my character is concerned,
yeah,
you know, I spend my free time toting a gun, trying to save people's lives, and kicking down
Love
doors.
That.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. Yeah, we do too, by the way.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
yeah, you know, I mean, it's it is pretty much most of my life. It's a one-hour drama, so we spend most of our time on set and working on these characters. And on the off time, I'm out there, you know, traveling across the globe and doing film projects and things like that. And so, yeah, it occupies a lot of my time. I'm sure there's similarities between myself and the character, but I don't know if I have enough objectivity to kind of highlight them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Would you do movies, a movie or two a year, if you had the opportunity in addition to doing episodic television?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, what I love what I do. So I look forward to always telling stories and finding new characters to play. So, yeah, I mean, I have a film that'll probably be out in the spring called Big Sur.
Big
Sur. Which is based on the Jack Kerouac book, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Right. And then I did a French New Wave film last year that's out and doing really, really well in, like, a whole new avenue of, like, online distribution. And it keeps going from there, you know?
Good for you. Well, continued success. You're a charming lady, you have beautiful eyes, and you know how to use it, I think.
You just made me blush.
Oh. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. Thank you. Stan, it was very nice chatting with you. Nice to talk with you, and good luck.
Thank you. Cheers.
Things
Bye-bye.
Continue. Yeah, cheers to you. Stana Katic, who is Kate Beckett on the ABC series Castle. The episode Monday night is called Kill Shot. The sniper continues. If you haven't watched the program, honestly, you can tell when I like something or somebody, you can always tell what it is that I am onto or into. If we're talking to somebody that I haven't got any real wrap around, I'll make it interesting, or I'll defer to Richie or Jennifer,
yeah,
who know more about whatever is going on. But in this circumstance, this program is extraordinarily compelling. You can get it, you get into it, and the best part of it is the relationship that these two have.
I just see her on the screen, and I just hear blah 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 blah.
You're just watching.
She's too hot.
Yeah.
She's very hot.
But that's very sexist.
It is. Yeah. It is. And
it's
I admit that.
And she's actually, but she's good. She's, at what she's doing.
She's great.
And she had now.
It's a great show.
She was a little prickly at the beginning.
I know. I thought so too. I was scared of her a little.
Right.
You can call me Stana.
Yeah. And then she sort of. But I mean, I well, okay. That's fine. Just roll with the next punch.
Can I give you a little background?
Yeah.
They call us a couple of minutes before she's going to come on, and if there's any notes that they want us to know, they tell us then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently she speaks five languages.
Yeah, I think she's a smart lady. Yeah.
She's,
it's French, Italian, Serbian, like all kinds of crazy
so
stuff.
So every radio show that she's been on so far this morning has been making her say silly things in five languages.
They want to hear the hot girl.
And so they were just like, okay, it's over. She doesn't want to do this anymore, so don't mention the five languages bit. So I think she's been getting, not harassed,
stupid
but
questions
dumb
from
stuff
stupid and, people. Who,
So,
but by the time we got through the first three or four minutes, she realized that we actually did pay attention to the program.
Right.
We really did know who she was.
She's probably talking to idiots like me that are just like dumbfounded by how good looking she is.
She's a little skinny, but she has a wonderful face.
It's beautiful.
And she has a very nice way of it. And the chemistry between it's fun. Mm-hmm. You want them to be together. That is what you want.
They have that look. Every now and then you get a TV show where the two main characters have that look about.
It's like
they're just like you want to be their friends because they're, the guy that was his Nathan is his
Fillion
real name.
Is his last
Nathan
name.
Fillion. And oh my gosh, we could break them up. I can have him. You guys can have her.
He's very interesting. His voice is very interesting. But the way the stories are going, they're crafted around
just
their
a casual
abilities.
Looking.
Yeah, but it's a good. Yeah, but it's You want them to be together. You want them. Mm-hmm. You want her to go to his house for dinner, spend time with his daughter and his mother. And you want that. That's what you want.
The daughter's a great actress, too, on that show.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
Yes.
But it's an interesting play on the same sort of level as The Mentalist. You have the same kind of tension between him and his CBI boss, if you will.
Yeah, but here's the difference.
But they're not going to be...
Girl in The Mentalist has a little bit more of a harder edge to her.
Yeah.
Like Kate Beckett in Castle, she's tough.
Yeah.
And you know she can throw down if she needs to.
Mm.
But she's also got this kind of softer side, you know, that you can see.
Right.
In The Mentalist, I don't really see the softer side in the woman that plays that role. I mean, but not so much.
Yeah. Well, but there is that sort of thing that's going on now. I don't know that it's new. It's just that how it's been created in Castle.
No, I mean, think back to Bruce Willis and
Moonlighting.
Moonlighting. Right. I mean, that was, I don't know if it was the original, but that was the one who kind of set the tone for modern day, you know, kind of relationship cop things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we made her blush, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
The holiday season is one of the busiest and most demanding times of the year on both your social calendar and your wallet. When budgets are tight, look for smart and easy ways to save money without sacrificing quality. The laundry room is a great place to start. Lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
The holidays are fast approaching. For my family, this means finding new ways to keep budgets in check as we start spending on extras like gifts, decorations, and travel. I found that the Arm & Hammer family of detergents costs significantly less than other high-end options and offer something for everyone, from liquid or powder to scented or free of perfume. This line of detergents provides the clean you need and powers out tough holiday stains like food, oil, and grease. Don't let your money go down the drain by using expensive detergents. Instead, spend it on gifts for your loved ones and memories that will last for years to come.
For more information about getting the clean you need on a budget, visit armandhammer.com.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive, but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
Hurry in for huge savings at the PetSmart Black Friday sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 50% on select pet beds, collars, treats, rawhide, and more. And save 50% on all pet holiday products and apparel. Plus, save $5 on all Iams dog food and 30 to 40 pound bags. Don't miss these Black Friday deals and more. One day only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. Doors open at 7 a.m. While supplies last. Offer valid November 25th.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
friends. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
All right, so
I'm still
thinking about Stana Katic is her name.
She's a hot number.
Yeah,
she is. And do you think though that she is somebody that gets that she's a hot number, or does she sound like she's an okay sort of somebody you'd like to be next door, live next door to, that you could talk to without it being all about her?
She blushed when you told her that you liked her eyes. So that makes me think she's humble, but she's got to know she's hot. Come on.
Well, but how do women use that? You're hot. How do you use it?
It's to get different. All the money and nice houses that I have. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, I don't do that.
But
one day I'll rein it in.
But is that all there is? That's the question. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
I-
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
It's 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We've had a lot of time in this hour devoted to technology, so let's keep that thread going. Would you like a peek at next year's iPad 3, Richie?
Yes.
And then the iPhone 5.
So they
say. Peek at both of these from Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor. He's got the previews for you next here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with your wake-up call.
Get your alarm set because Rent-A-Center's Black Friday sale starts at 6 a.m.
And that means the biggest deals of the year on gaming systems, 17-inch HP laptops, 55-inch Toshiba LEDs, and 10-inch Acer tablets.
And it's all worry-free, so you don't need credit to get it.
Go to Rent-A-Center early. The best deals won't last long.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
All sorts of Apple news and rumors from last week, so let's talk about the most interesting of it. Sony Pictures is working on a Steve Jobs movie, which is set to film next year. Guess who's competing to play the starring role? According to British magazine Now, it's down to Noah Wiley and George Clooney. In Apple product news, the website iLounge is telling us that the iPad 3 will be slightly thicker than the current model, but still much thinner than the original. This is due to an increase in screen resolution, as a larger internal display system is required. Next, the iPhone 5, which will launch next summer, is expected to have a 4-inch display, which is up from the current 3.5 inches. And finally, if you're waiting for computer news, Apple is set to be launching an ultra-thin 15-inch laptop in March. The current MacBook Airs top out at 13 inches, and the much thicker MacBook Pros have a 15-inch model. An Air-style 15-inch laptop will be a welcome addition. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Save like it's Black Friday, now at Toys R Us. Huge deals, 4 days only. We got the hottest selling board games like Chutes and Ladders and Candyland for only $4.99. Plus, buy one, get one 40% off all 3DS and DS video games. And amazing deals on LeapFrog learning systems and software. Earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be equal or lesser value to item purchase. Certain restrictions apply for layaway. Rewards offer valid to 12/24. Visit a store or ToysRUs.com for complete details.
As we're in the tech department, industry analysts are expecting millions of you to hit the stores this Friday. It's Black Friday. They're also predicting record numbers to log online to shop on Cyber Monday, a week from today. Brian Osich has more here with a tech expert who says that he knows what's on top of Santa's list for this holiday.
This year, technology gifts still rank high on many shopping lists. Brett Larson is a tech expert. What are some of the hottest holiday must-haves?
People are obsessed with new technology and gadgets. They need to try the 2GB Echo Smart Pen from LiveScribe. It records everything you hear and write. You can then transfer your notes and audio to your computer. The V-Reader animated ebook system by VTech is also pretty cool. It's the best-selling e-reader for kids in the world. The latest version has photo and video viewing and drawing and writing capabilities. Smartphones are still very popular. The Kyocera Milano is a perfect starter if you're new to this world. It's an entry-level Android smartphone with both a touchscreen keyboard and a slide-out QWERTY keypad for those of us who like to actually hit the keys. As for apps, to coordinate plans with family and friends, try the free GroupMe app. It helps you stay connected with groups of people on the go through text messaging. And you can comparison shop with the Amazon Price Check app. Just scan it, snap it, say it, or search in-store prices with the same products on Amazon.com.
For more, log on to killerapps.tv. That's Lifestyles from News Media
Group. Going to be. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hannah. Did you see the story that appeared? We've all sort of gotten, I'm getting a little punch drunk on all of the business, all the information about technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, how it's being used or not, how we see these things. Here's from the Wall Street Journal last Friday. The story says that they get some documents that reveal the booming market in hacking tools and surveillance technology. The catalogs were actually just picked up at a conference held near Washington last month, describing tools that can break into your computer and your cell phone, log onto your keystrokes, as well as devices that can intercept tens of thousands of cellular calls, massive amounts of internet activity. This stuff is a $5 billion a year business now. $5 billion. And this is a technology show that was aimed at teaching people how they can steal information from you, held in the nation's capital. How do you like, this is like arms trading, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, think about it.
The way the industry works on this is really kind of funky. In that they get the crooks in there to figure out, oh, this is how they're attacking us so that they can figure out how to defend it.
Yeah, but that's not what this show was. This show was about teaching people how they can hack into other people's private domains.
How many undercover tech agents do you think were there from the FBI, the CIA, and any other spook agencies?
Anybody get arrested?
Not yet.
Other spook agencies.
Ready for